Good morning, everybody. It's Devin Boker. It is day two of 500, and it's going to be a snowy one. We are off. I've officially maintained a two-day streak, which is one more than my previous record of, well, one. So I guess there's that. I want to start with a little thing, a little moment, a little thing I appreciate from this morning, actually. It's my second one. When you blindly pick from a chocolate box and it's the exact one you had hoped for. It's like dark chocolate, caramel, nougat. It was bliss. And I managed to avoid all the other nasty ones, so I call it a win. Also, three things that I'm thankful for. Three gratitudes. Because this is day two of 21 of trying this out. See how it goes. I'm thankful that we're going to be getting a decent amount of snow locally, because we barely had any so far, and it's kind of barren outside. And, you know, there's kind of nothing like a fresh blanket of snow before Christmas. I'm also thankful that I somehow worked up the motivation to go for a run before the temperature plummets. It's going to have like a negative 35 wind chill or something like that. I'm pretty much going to find any excuse possible to skip running for the next 4 days, so it was good to do it while I can. I'm also thankful for those little plastic things at the end of shoelaces and sweatpants strings, because my dog chewed one of them off of my pants, and like the whole thing's frayed and messy now. I thought, damn, we really take these little dudes for granted, don't we? As a reminder, I've recently taken what I learned are the four biggest regrets of dying, and I turn them into goals or reminders on how to live a regret-free life. Now, I'm trying to be more intentful in making sure I'm following those guidelines in my day-to-day life. I'm choosing the first one to focus on for today. Live a life true to yourself, not the life others expect of you. This one's incredibly difficult for me, because for most of my life, I've been ashamed of my true self. I've repressed myself, I've been shy, I've been afraid of judgment, been afraid to be me. After all, if I don't like or even love me, then how could I expect anyone else to? So, how am I going to do this today? I have no idea. No clue. I don't know that that's even something I can plan for, in part because I'm painfully indecisive, and if I try to sit and choose a way that I'm going to be intentionally true to myself today, I'm going to spend my whole day in my head not living a way that is true to myself. Kind of ridiculous. I'm going to have to get back to you tomorrow with an update on how and what I did. But before I'm done today, I want to share a positive from my day yesterday. I posted a TikTok. Mostly I do science stuff for my classroom, but I posted one yesterday sharing my three gratitudes of the day, and I got a comment from a total stranger that said I inspired them, and they were going to do a similar video later in the day. And I looked back, and they did. I don't know. I mean, while I'm doing this entirely out of self-interest and self-accountability, moments like that where you know you've impacted someone, even the littlest way, it does the heart good. That alone was a motivator in itself for me to actually sit down and type this out this morning and record this on my handy-dandy Zoom H4 recorder. I'll be honest. My morning started off rough. Couldn't sleep, so I got up at 5, walked downstairs, plopped on the couch like a sack of potatoes, and just sat in my feelings for like a solid 30 minutes. I was anxious when I woke up. I ended up finding the motivation to venture a whole 15 feet into the kitchen for some coffee, which, you know, is great anxiety fuel, and then immediately plop back down on the couch where I spent my next 2 hours doing basically nothing. But here's a beautiful thing. It's winter, so the sun is just now coming up, which honestly is useful for me justifying my lounging as the day is just getting started anyway. I may have had an off morning, but today is a good day for a good day. Wish me luck. I'll be back tomorrow for day 3.